Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Stevie Ray bringing us back. 17 Tail, thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Richard DeCaser is our guest. He's Deputy Chief Economist for the Parthenon Group. We're talking about the economy and how things are going. Richard, did I read that you're saying that it looks like that we're about to we bottomed out and are bouncing off the bottom on the from a real estate standpoint?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In fact, I'd say the bottom is 6 to 9 months behind us. These sort of things, when they're subtle, don't get picked up on right away. But with the benefit of hindsight, I think it's now clear that we turned a corner. There's basically it's been a matter of burning off the excess. You know, we've built too many homes. Yeah. We still have a lot of excess housing out there. But, the inventory, the glut is largely gone. The number of new homes available on the market today is lower than it's ever been, period. These numbers go back to the 60s. Mm-hmm. There's still a bunch of, existing properties out there, but those are, there's a million fewer today. You know, it used to be over 3 million, now it's around 2 million.
This is notwithstanding certain markets that may be the exceptions, like some in Florida, and Vegas and places like that. We're talking generally here, folks.
We're talking generally. However, let me emphasize, even places like Florida. Florida is seeing, prices are rising in Florida. They're not falling. They've been microscopically rising for about the past 12 or 18 months. So that's really, really, really important because if no other reason, it means people's wealth is no longer evaporating, but it's beginning to grow, and it means banks' risks of losses, and in fact losses like foreclosures, which have fallen dramatically, are going in the right direction. So net-net, we have turned a corner. Now, it's still a lousy market, to be sure. When I talk about price appreciation, I'm talking numbers in the low single digits, so we're not back to 2004 or 2005.
And you're not saying that people are healed from their upside-down positions. I mean, people are still underwater all over the country, aren't they, with regard to what they owe and what they're worth?
If you bought in Nevada in 2005, you're still probably, unless you put down a lot of equity, you're still probably owing more than your house is worth, and that's a problem. But relative to where we were, say, 6-12 months ago, you're less underwater. So directionally, at least, we're moving.
What do you think about the Fed report that came out recently that showed that Americans' net worth has gone down maybe as much as 40%? What do you think about that report?
True. No doubt, true. The Federal Reserve, their triennial survey of consumer finances, compared 2007, 2010, which fortuitously pretty much corresponded with the top and the bottom of the housing market, big drop.
But isn't it a little bit illogical to compare the artificial highs with these new lows? I mean, to say our net worth has dropped 40%. Would be to me, it sounds like we're saying that original high number was a real number, when we now know that it wasn't. I mean, you see what I mean? Are you there, Richard? Did I lose Richard? Yeah. No, here he is. Here he is. The point I'm making is that when we say that we've dropped 40%, I mean, from what? From an artificial high or from some real value?
Yeah, I think that's a fair comment. We did the same thing when we had the stock market bubble, and we talked about the 50% drop subsequent to that. Well, sure, but how real was the bubble and so forth? So, I think the right thing to do is to look at, reasonable measures of what home prices should be. If you compare home prices, for example, to things like how much money people are earning, and how populations moving from place to place and how those population flows ought to influence prices. The answer is that basically the market went about 15 to 20% overvalued at the peak. and is today equally and in the opposite direction, undervalued, again, 15 to 20%. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it takes a lot of patience to read through and look at those cycles from a long-term perspective. But I think the proper perspective says that that was an unrealistic high, but today is also a unsustainably unrealistic low.
Yeah. When you look out across the economy right now, do you see a long-term climb out of this hole we've been in? Do you see this over you know, maybe a half a generation? Do you think we can get this thing going again in a couple of years?
I think we're basically picking up momentum. And if you look at where we've been over the past few years, the economy's been what I call a recuperation. We had overvalued assets, which collapsed, destroyed wealth, and people have gradually been recovering. I talked about home prices, security values, stocks, for example, have also risen.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about this big wealth loss. We've recouped about two-thirds of that loss. And that makes credit easier to extend. It makes spending easier for individuals and so forth. So we're really in the early stages of what I see as a gradual and steady climb. Now, things are never moving in a straight line, of course. And mm-hmm. The big problem with you now is what we started off the topic of the show on, which is talking about the Eurozone. So we're in a little bit of a soft patch, which I feel is heavily influenced by tremendous levels of uncertainty coming from across the pond.
And I think our own capital. Policies from our own capital.
A couple of economists have put out a website, I think it's called policyuncertainty.com, and they've done creating an index, an uncertainty index, policy uncertainty index, which
wow.
is extremely elevated.
Policyuncertainty.com. Check that out, folks. We're going to come back and talk some more with our good friend Richard DeKayser. He's one of the top economists in our brain trust for sure. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.